Major League Baseball's owners voted earlier this week to eliminate two of its teams before the start of next season. Baseball's commissioner Bud Selig says he doesn't know which two teams will be folded. The Montreal Expos and Minnesota Twins seem to be the top candidates. Fans in Minnesota are outraged. They blame lawmakers for refusing to authorize hundreds of millions of dollars to build a new ballpark for the Twins. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
The rhetoric between Twins fans and lawmakers heated up in the past week as the team appeared one step closer to being disbanded. For years, the Twins and its billionaire owner have unsuccessfully lobbied the state legislature for a new stadium, though in 1999, voters in St. Paul themselves rejected a new ballpark in a citywide referendum. Twins fans worry the failed attempts will mark the end of a storied team with a 100-year history. Fans have flooded the airwaves on talk radio stations to criticize lawmakers. On Tuesday, Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura got an earful from one fan, identified as Bill, as the contraction plans were announced.
And now, because of the lack of leadership in this state, and especially by the legislature and the governor...
That is not...
Don't interrupt me.
No, I'll interrupt you.
Well,
Governor, let him get his question on here.
At least let me finish the thought.
I'll just take my headset off.
All right. What a leader you are.
Bill, I'm not going to be sit here and told that I got elected and that it's my job to take care of professional baseball.
Many Minnesotans agree with Ventura. A recent poll shows support for the Twins, but not for a publicly financed ballpark. Some media reports say Twins owner Carl Pohlad is frustrated with the lack of progress in securing public financing and is seriously considering a buyout offer by Major League Baseball that could be as high as $250 million. Most lawmakers agree that baseball's announcement couldn't come at a worse time for the state. Minnesota House Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty, a Republican running for governor, says the state has far greater concerns than a baseball team. He says lawmakers heard contraction talk during the last legislative session and doesn't think the renewed threat will change any minds.
The public seems to be making it clear through polling and other means that they are not much interested in subsidizing the Twin Stadium development, and so the situation does not look promising.
While lawmakers debate the issue of public financing, Minnesota's Attorney General says he'll sue all 30 baseball owners if they cut the Twins, and several members of Minnesota's congressional delegation threaten legislative action to revoke Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption. Democratic Congresswoman Betty McCollum argues Commissioner Bud Selig may be overreaching.
He called baseball a big business, and we're doing what any big business would do. Well, you know, then if you're a big business, you're going to be treated like a big business.
Many Twins fans hope that either a new ownership group will surface to save the team or that the players' union will fight contraction. Others fear the Twins, a team that's won two World Series titles in the past 15 years, will soon become a baseball memory. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.